Unit 11. Why does Japan subsidize farmers?
Section 2. Jane's question.
One criticism many Americans have about Japan is the constant protection of its farmers and the huge subsidies they are paid. After all, agriculture makes up a tiny 2% of the Japanese GDP. Japanese farms are quite small. The pool of farmers is shrinking constantly due to the retirement of older farmers, and few young farmers are waiting to replace them. Japan never tires about complaining of protectionism in other countries. Yet, they protect farmers with severe import restrictions and massive subsidies. Japan's trading partners have long disapproved of the Japanese government's slow progress in removing import restrictions on foods and ending subsidies. The Japanese government argues that adequate food production is absolutely essential to Japan's security. How valid an argument is this? Japan already imports over half of its agricultural products, and as the number of farms decreases, food importation will increase. Places like Singapore and Hong Kong have no farming to speak of, yet they have vibrant economies. By continuing to pay subsidies to farmers, Japan's inefficient farming system will never be reformed. Japanese society and culture are changing, and farming must change with them. Reform, though, will never come if Japan continues its outdated system of farm subsidies.